Your husband glances away sharply when you're walking together. You make a lighthearted comment about his home repair skills at a dinner party, and suddenly he's silent for the rest of the evening. These small moments feel trivial to you, yet they create invisible wounds that accumulate over time. What if I told you that men experience the world through an entirely different emotional filter than women, one so foreign that even they struggle to articulate it? This isn't about Mars and Venus clichés. It's about understanding that when your husband withdraws after you've questioned his decision, or when he works late despite your requests for more family time, he's not being difficult. He's speaking a language you've never been taught to hear. The real question isn't whether men are complicated, it's whether we're willing to learn what they've been trying to tell us all along. 3 out of 4 men would rather feel unloved than disrespected. For most men, disrespect equals being unloved. It's that deeply hardwired into male psychology. Think about your last argument. His anger likely signaled feeling disrespected, just as your tears signal feeling unloved. Our culture teaches unconditional love, but conditional respect. We believe respect must be earned. Yet men need unconditional respect for who they are, not just what they accomplish. When you question his judgment, even about small things like which route to take, he hears incompetence. Unsolicited help broadcasts distrust. That classic scenario where you insist he asked for directions, to him, it's about whether you believe in him. Even innocent reminders about unfinished tasks translate as accusations of inadequacy. Public criticism cuts deepest. When you joke about his shortcomings in front of others, you're confirming his deepest fear that he's not enough. That confident man you know, the successful executive, the respected leader, likely feels like a fraud waiting to be exposed. Nearly 3/4 of men admit feeling constantly insecure about others' opinions, and over 3/4 feel uncertain facing new challenges but desperately hide it. One businessman captured it perfectly, staying just one day ahead in the textbook. A client may be asking me to do something new, and I may be smiling and nodding, but in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, I have no earthly idea how to do this. Even Frank McGuire, who helped start FedEx, spent an entire weekend convinced he'd be fired after his boss requested a Monday meeting, only to discover it wasn't important. This anxiety follows him home. Work has clear metrics. Home success feels nebulous. He judges himself and feels judged based on your happiness and respect. Your affirmation matters profoundly. When affirmed, he can conquer the world. Without it, he's drained of confidence and manhood. After spending all day feeling evaluated, he desperately needs home to be a haven. 3 out of 4 men feel an inescapable compulsion to provide, even when earning enough. This isn't about outdated gender roles, it's an obsession comparable to women's body insecurity. One man told his shocked wife, "You working or not is irrelevant to my need to provide." 71% think about this responsibility always or often. For men, providing isn't obligation, it's identity. It makes them feel powerful and significant. When your husband works long hours, he's expressing love. That paycheck is his love language. When you complain about his absence, he hears rejection of his love, explaining his defensive anger. This is where men most fear failure. Financial struggles make him feel like he's failing at his core purpose. One struggling businessman described it, "Every day, with every step I take, I feel like my skin is being flayed off." During financial difficulties, he needs your belief that he'll solve the problem and your willingness to help, whether by earning income or genuinely embracing budget vacations without resentment. Your husband's need for sex profoundly affects his emotional well-being and confidence across all areas of life. When unmet, he experiences it as a relationship crisis, equivalent to how you'd feel if he suddenly stopped communicating entirely. Despite stereotypes, men's sexual needs aren't purely physical. 97% of surveyed men said getting enough sex wasn't sufficient. They needed to feel desired by their wives. Even with frequent sex, 3 out of 4 would feel empty if their wife wasn't engaged and satisfied. At the most basic level, your man wants to be wanted. Sex mates critical emotional needs in 2 ways. First, regular, mutually enjoyed intimacy makes him feel loved and desired, addressing a deep loneliness many men experience. As one man explained, making love is a solace that goes very deep into the heart of a man. Second, your desire gives him confidence that extends into every area of life. Here's what most women miss. Men would rather face any hardship than make love with a wife responding from duty. When you show disinterest, he doesn't hear, "not tonight." He hears, "you're incapable of turning me on." An ongoing perception that you don't desire him can lead to lack of confidence, withdrawal, and depression. Nearly all men, 98%, report they can't help being attracted when they see an attractive woman, even when happily married. 87% acknowledge having unbidden mental images. This isn't about you or your attractiveness. It's hardwired biology that most men struggle with daily in our image-saturated culture. Men don't just think about sex. They picture it. Their brains store images from throughout their lives that can arise without warning. When one researcher asked her husband how often he thought about an attractive actor after seeing his movie, his response, "constantly," shocked her. Her answer of "never" equally stunned him, revealing the profound difference in how men and women are wired visually. Here's what's crucial. Men cannot control when sensual images enter their minds. It's automatic and unintentional. Like trying not to read words when you see them, men cannot prevent the initial recognition of an attractive figure. But the initial response is involuntary. What men do with those temptations is what matters. Most importantly, a man's visual temptations have no impact whatsoever on his feelings for you. When asked what they most wished their wives knew but couldn't explain, men's responses revealed something unexpected. The overwhelming answer, appearing almost twice as often as any other, was simply, "how much I love her." One man captured this perfectly. "Behind every great man is a great woman. My wife expects great things from me. She looks at me like I'm a genius in my field. She respects me in public and affirms me in private. I love her. And like all men, I want to live up to her expectations." This is your invitation to see the man you love through new eyes. When you understand his needs for respect, recognize his insecurities, acknowledge his provider burden, respond to his emotional needs, comprehend his visual challenges, and appreciate his efforts to show love, you transform your relationship. Beneath all these needs lives someone who deeply loves you and wants nothing more than to be the hero in your story.